It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
After 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, streaming online at WEOL.com, and you can also find us with that AM 930 WEOL mobile app. Well, we're excited because we get to debut a segment today that we've been talking about for a little while now. It is our Champions of Education series, and it's brought to you by the Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. And to kick off this Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, we bring in a gentleman that has been in studio with us once already. The last time he was in here, he carried a couple of hard hats with him because he was touring folks through what was a construction site, but now it is fully operational. We've got David Pritt, the Director of Instruction and Curriculum with North Ridgeville City Schools. David, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in studio, and I'm sure you're relieved to turn in the hard hat for a baseball cap, as now you're walking people through giving tours without having to be in a construction site. Great stuff.
You know, it's been a long time coming, but I am so excited to get the year beginning. They have kids in the building, the teachers in the building. I mean, it's been a long three-year build, a year of planning before that. So it's been a long time coming, but it's been worth every penny of it, I'll tell you.
Well, it's been just about a month now, right, since it's become fully operational, the new academic center. What kinds of responses are you getting from both the parents and the kids?
Everything's extremely positive, from parents to kids to community members to grandparents to alumni who have come back and toured. They just can't say enough good things about it. It's new and shiny, but it's also different than what anybody is used to seeing in education. And I think that just excites us. You know, the best quote I heard this week was walking through the halls, a couple of kids talking to each other, and one of the girls said to another one, "I feel like I'm in college." Huh. And it's, it's just not what you're expecting out of a middle school or an intermediate school. So it's exciting.
Bull, you mentioned the teachers and the kids. How about parents and the kids? How about the teachers? What are they saying about it? Are they enjoying it so far?
Yeah, you know, the teachers coming in over the summer were a little apprehensive. Like I said, it's different than what they're used to. They have a hard time visualizing when you're just looking at blueprints or you're walking through an empty building. And to the person, mouths are on the floor. They found spots for all of their stuff, which was one of their concerns. And, you know, they're really working in the different spaces now to make sure that the kids are getting what they need. But there is not a complaint to be had right now.
No, and that's obviously fantastic. And as you mentioned, one of the responses that you got was, "God, I feel like I'm in college." Mm-hmm. It's got to be awesome for everybody involved here. Let's talk about some of the immediate benefits, and then we'll transition into how that might help these kids 5 to 10 years from now. But what are some of the immediate benefits for the kids that you've noticed right off the bat?
Sure. I think the first thing is you're just seeing a completely different attitude with the kids. It's something they've got pride in. It's hard to have pride in a 100-year-old building. So, you know, they're walking in, and that's carrying over, and that's leading to better behavior. You know, I talk to the people in the office, and they're not seeing students coming out of the office for discipline problems. It's given the opportunity to build, really, with their teachers, a community atmosphere. So the way that students are arranged now, they're spending the majority of the days with the same 4 or 5 teachers and the same 100 or 110 students. So it's really becoming a family atmosphere to where they can, trust one another. They can build that relationship. And when you look at education, having a relationship with the students is important. I mean, it's critical to have a relationship with your teachers. We always remember the teachers that we had those relationships with. So building on that, I think, moves us further down the road, you know, when we start looking at the instructional pieces.
Very nice. Well, we can take a look now at what happens 5 to 10 years down the road. Obviously, when you build a brand new academic center, there are a lot of cool benefits that you see right off the bat, the second that you break ground or the second that you actually make this thing fully operational. Yep. But what are some of the benefits that you envision 5 to 10 years down the road for these kids?
Yeah, where I see the benefit is a couple of places. I see us turning out students that are more ready for the college world and more ready for the work world. When you talk to employers now, they're looking for students who can collaborate with one another. You know, few of us work in isolation anymore. They're looking for students who can problem solve. And that's really the type of things that we're doing now that are going to pay off benefits down the road. You know, we've got a new fabrication lab there, so we have students who are 3D printing in as early as third grade, or laser cutting in as early as third grade. and really providing them with those skills for the jobs that we know are in demand. If you look at jobs that are in demand now, you know, 60% of them are science, technology, engineering, and math. So we can start that far earlier than we ever could have in the past. So just getting students more college ready, getting students more work ready. So when that student actually walks into a real college, you know, she's already got that feeling under her belt.
Sure. David, this is taking place at the middle school. Is that right? Is there plans to kind of move it on to the high school as well?
So currently we're the new facility is a 3-8 facility. We have already started some of the transitioning things for the high school. So actually the high school has the same fabrication lab. They actually got it last year as opposed to this year. So that as we're rolling students through the 3-8 and into the high school, you know, they've got many of the same things. We're very cognizant that we can't bring students from early elementary all through middle school and then just drop them into something that's completely foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you know, we've got that 6th, 7th, 8th grade right now that are kind of, you know, they'll work both sides of the path for a while until they get to the high school. But by the time you start looking at those 3rd graders, the 4th graders, the 5th graders who have spent a number of years in this, you know, they're going to need something different.
Sure.
So that's really our focus right now is taking these next couple of years, making sure we're building our high school programming, making sure we're building the spaces for them, the opportunities for them. And I think we've done a good job of that. You know, I mentioned Fab Lab. We've done a lot with STEM at the high school. Our home arts class of all classes actually is partnering with NASA this year.
Wow.
And of course, to build some things for the International Space Station. Some things that NASA can't, you know, physically go out and build themselves, they kind of shop out to our students. So we actually have a course that's just building things for the International Space Station.
Well, that's got to look good on a college resume, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. You drop that on a resume, I think it's going to get you a few bonus points. So.
Yeah, without question. Again, we're talking with David Pritt. He is the Curriculum and Director of Curriculum and Instruction at North Ridgeville City Schools. He's our inaugural guest on our Champions of Education segment brought to you by the Nordson Corporation. Well, while the Academic Center gets a lot of attention, and for all the obvious reasons, you guys also have Ranger High Tech Academy. You referenced earlier science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, as it's also known. How does this all tie in together, and what exactly is the Ranger High Tech Academy? You and I briefly spoke about this via email earlier in the week, and you mentioned this is something you guys are really excited about.
It is something we're very excited about. So Ranger High Tech Academy is a choice school for our students. So it's since its first year. We actually had an application procedure for students who were interested in attending Ranger High Tech Academy. So when we looked at our services that we were offering to students and we looked where jobs were in demand and we looked at, you know, why students leave us, whether it's for a private school or whether it's for an online school, a charter school, you know, we looked at what a lot of that was and it came down to choice. So we felt, you know, that we had the perfect opportunity with some buildings closing, with the new building and everything, to give students choice. And that's what we did. So we've put together a program that's for 4th through 7th graders currently. We plan to grow the program on each end. And the students that are there are spending their days with project-based learning. So as opposed to where most of us are used to going from science class to math class to language arts class to social studies class, they're actually working with teachers who are taking all of those content areas and working them into a common project or problem. And what's really neat about it is we have about 15 business partners who are helping us develop those problems. So the kids are actually solving real-world issues. Everybody from small mom and pop places, all the way up to, you know, university hospitals, the NASA of the world, the Cuyahoga Valley Conservancy, and about 15 of them who literally come, help our students with the problem, they present it, we work on solutions for them, and then work with them to see how those solutions work out in practice. So it's really neat, really different kind of learning. On top of that, you know, they're working on the coding piece, the programming piece, which is so critical to our students right now. Like you said, about 60% of jobs are heading that way, so we need to provide that outlet.
You mentioned the High Tech Academy's 4th through 7th grade. Why was that the ideal kind of class range you wanted to start with?
Well, when you look at where we are, it was a number of things. I think it's important to start students as early as you can in that. So that was a piece of it. At the same time, when you get into the high school, there's really some specialized programming that goes into scheduling there. So we were looking at what we thought we could begin and be successful with and grow the program from there. And based on the number of students that we've had apply internally as well as students from out of the districts who have applied, I think we've done really well in that regard.
We're talking with David Pritt, North Ridgeville City Schools Director of Curriculum and Instruction. He is our inaugural guest on our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation. You mentioned earlier, you know, how you were able to get some larger-than-life companies, it seems, to come in and really get involved in this. And I would imagine that when you bring folks in from some of the companies that you referenced earlier, they've got to be blown away by what they see at the middle school level as well, because it's just incredible when you look at the way the landscape of all that has changed. Looking back to when we used to go to school, we never saw anything even remotely close to this, but it's crazy to think that companies that are known worldwide are coming in and getting involved in that. That's got to be a huge vote of confidence, not only for you guys, but for the kids as well.
It is. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's been worth every penny of it. I was at the STEM school today, and they were working on laser cutters and some other things. And it's fun to see the kids. It's fun to see them interact with, you know, the people coming in from these companies. I half jokingly say that when Dr. Powell and I meet with the representatives from these companies and our teachers and our schools, the two of us are the least qualified people to be there. it's just a surreal thing. And to hear the conversations going back and forth, you know, to hear somebody from one of these huge companies say, you know, I'm really looking forward to bringing this problem to the students because where I work, we know the answers. I want to hear what they have to say. You know, I want to hear what their solutions are to our problem, because we have so, going through school, been taught one way to learn things or one way to do things. To hear a fresh mind, a fourth grader, a fifth grader give solutions on, you know, how we address X, Y, or Z is just, you know, it's fun for us. It's fun for the kids. It's honestly fun for the people working with us.
Sure, and I would imagine, too, that, boy, I know it's middle school, but there's some networking involved there that you really can't get anywhere else, and there's something to be said for that, too. And I think as that continues to develop, as a lot of these kids get into high school, there are networking opportunities that are available there that just weren't available before, and that just speaks volumes about how powerful both the Ranger High Tech Academy and the new academic center really are.
It really is. You know, the opportunities, like you said, have never been there before. It's, you know, the internship opportunities. We've got some students at our high school that are interning later this year with Highland Software and some of those type of places. I mean, it's just, they are the type of things that you used to hope in college you would get a good intern. I mean, we're at a point now to where we're offering them, you know, to middle schoolers, to early high school students, to, you know, some of our kids that are in, you know, even earlier than middle school. You know, those are the type of things that you used to wait until you got to college to do, and then hope that worked out for you. So, yeah, these connections are going to be lifelong things, and I think it's really going to push our students forward.
Yeah, very cool. And I would imagine that next weekend, homecoming for North Ridgeville, so you'll have a lot to show off when you bring those folks back in that maybe haven't been back to North Ridgeville in a while.
It is a very different place. You know, we had the opportunity to open the stadium last year, and if you haven't been there, it's a beautiful facility. You know, opening up the academic center right next door to it has really turned it into what I think is the crown jewel of the county in the area. You know, it sits neatly tucked away there, the stadium does, between the high school and the middle school. The academic center allows kids to go back and forth, pick up some classes at the high school, or come over and use science labs at the academic center. You know, it's a different North Ridgeville right now. And I've been there 20 years, and I tell people every year it gets better and better. It's going to be hard to top this year.
Yeah, well, obviously, with all the new, cool, exciting things going on, there's no question about that. It's going to be tough to top this year, but this year's kind of used as the benchmark, right? But that's what you guys were hoping for when you built these new facilities, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, my goal is, and I tell my teachers, you know, we're going to be better in October than we are right now in September, and come Christmas, we're going to be a completely different staff. as they become comfortable with their familiar with their surroundings, familiar with their students, familiar with, you know, the new programming that we're offering. There's been a lot of changes in the last 2 years of it. It's all for the best. And that's ultimately what matters, is we're giving kids an opportunity that, you know, few others have anywhere around. And that's our obligation there in North Ridgeville, and I'm proud to be part of that. So
absolutely. Bringing in NASA, UH. I mean, holy cow, you guys are bringing in the big dogs. No question about that. It's got to be really, really cool for the kids. Well, David, we appreciate you spending time with us here, you know, launching this brand new segment. We were excited to get it going. And, well, you helped us launch this with all this talk about the new academic center. Really, really cool stuff. And I know you're excited about it, but it really sounds like the kids have fed off some of that energy 1 month into this thing. Sounds like everybody's really, really enjoying it. And as you mentioned, you guys have only kind of scratched the surface. You're still kind of getting used to it and realizing the potential of these brand new facilities. But thank you so much for stopping in the studio here and talking with us.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Again, it is our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.
For a new take on a trendsetter, take advantage of the sign and drive lease on the 2017 CR-V LX all-wheel drive now at Jack Mataya Honda in Elyria. With real-time all-wheel drive, this is an incredibly adaptable and capable SUV. the distinctive headlights and taillights, the sporty sculpted body, and the large 17-inch alloy wheels create a design that raises the bar. Stop in and take delivery out of dealer stock for a sign-and-drive lease on a new CR-V LX all-wheel drive. Just $299 a month for 48 months. Payments plus tax, title, registration, and dock fee. For complete lease details, call toll-free 800-327-5501 or stop in at Jack Mataya Honda, just off I-90 on Leona Street in Elyria. A great location, open 7 days a week.
Your new car's not far away.
Jack Mataya.